We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, two lines from the top, on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, continuing the halachas of the kashrus of the birds, different type of birds. And in this Daf, we're going to get into the different birds that I mentioned actually in the Torah, and at the end of the Amud, we'll get into the number 24, exactly what 24. Amrav Yehuda, Shakitna Arichi Shaki V'Sum Kisharya. The bird called Shakitna, the simon is, has long legs and it's red. And the halacha is that's mutter. It's a kosher bird. And they teach it to be a flamingo. This is the flamingo. V'simonech, and the simon is the morzma. Morzma was an oif that they knew was tahar. And it looked like this. It was long legs and it was red. So that's a simon to remember that the flamingo that has long legs and it's red is kosher. Gutzi, if it's short, v'sumki red, asr. Asir, v'simonech. And the simon is that we have by the mumin, in the by the Kahanim, that a nanis, a midget, is possible. Nanis possible. So here, if it's short, it's possible. Arichi shaki, if it has long legs, v'yeroikin, and it's green, also asiri, v'simonich, and the simon to remember that is something we learned in Treifus, that yeroikin psulim, says that if a bird is held over the fire, and the stomach gets green, it's possible. So green reminds us that it's possible. So the only time it's kosher, it's long legs and it's red. So there's really three types of flamingos here. The tall one with the red is kosher. The short one that's red is aser. And the tall one that's green is also aser. Omer Rav Yehuda. It says in the Torah, Vesakois, Vesashalach, Vesayanshuv. The shalach is one of the non-kosher birds in the Torah. What is the shalach? Zehashoyle dagim in ayam. This is the type of bird that schleps out dagim, fish, from deep in the yam. And in English, they call the shalach the cormorant. So shalach zeh ha'shel dog minayam. Duchifas is another one of the birds that are not kosher. It says v'esach asida anafalamina v'esach duchifas v'esach atle. What's the duchifas? Duchifas, first of all, the lashon comes from shahidu kafus. It's the hair, and it's not really hair, on top of its head, it looks like it folds back down. It's like a fan. It folds down, like it looks like it's tied. So that's the this crown on top of the head is Haidu Kafas. So what's the Duchifas? Duchifas either is a peacock or a hoopy. It's a type of peacock, and that's Duchifas, also a non-kosher animal. So the Shalach and the Duchifas. Tayyidam Haqi. Duchifas Haidu Kafas. Duchifas is that Lashon comes from Kafas, that it's tied down, because when the crown folds down, it looks like it's Kafas. Vizehu, and this bird, the peacock, is Shahivi Shamir Lebeis HaMikdash. It's the one that brought the Shamir to the Beis HaMikdash. You look at Maseches Gittin, the whole story there, how Shlomo HaMelech got the Shamir, got it through this Tarnagar Lebaro, which is taiched, which we taiched the Dechifas. It's this type of bird. Rabbi Yechron, Kevachazi Shalach, we used to see this Shalach, which is Shal Dagim Rayam, is Kumarant. Omar, you say this pasuk about the Shalach and about the ant. Omar, the pasuk says, "Tzizkoscha kahare kail mishpatecha toim rabba odum behem atishi Hashem." So he said the middle of that pasuk mishpatecha toim rabba. He said on the shalach. Why? Because the shalach goes deep into the tohim to do retribution to those dogim who deserve to die, whatever that means. But that means that a kadosh baruch hu's mishpat, this goes to tohim rabba. That's one pshat he says. Another pshat he says is that he makes it very hard for this shalach to get his mezainus. He has to work hard to get his panasa. So that's mishpatecha toim rabba. Ki avachazi namala, when he saw an ant, omat tzikoscha karikel, that Hashem's tzidka is gevaldik, that even the tiny namala has a chias, and even has the chias easy, that's second pshat Rashi, the way al tairach has very easy. That's tzikoscha karikel, that Hashem's tzidkis is huge, like a huge mountain. Omat meima, Likni ubatni sharayim. We don't know what these birds are. The likni ubatni are mutter oifis that are mutter. Shaknoi vatnoi makum shnagul leachal oichlin. In a place where the minig is to eat, they eat it. Makum shnagul leachal oichlin. A makum the minig is not to eat them, they don't eat them. Freiting marakasha onu ben hagatayim melses a tali in a minig. I can ask me, what do you mean otu ben hagatayim melses? We just said yesterday from Rashi that if you have a Masaira, you have a Masaira. Of course, yeah. It's very tall in Masaira. And actually, the Gemara itself says later on that by birds, tall in Masaira. The Gemara that's on the Gimel Abay says clearly it's tall in Masaira. What's your kasha? Oh, Ottoman Hagi. Yeah, tall in Masaira. Zokh the Torah's Abay is the Rajman, the Torah's Abay is the Gevaldik. It says that if it would be a Masaira, then every city could use Yena Masaira. There's a Masaira in Moscow that they eat a certain chicken, and we're allowed to eat in America that chicken. It doesn't go in the Minig HaMakom. Here, Masaira is telling Minig HaMakom. So he says, we're talking to Minog HaTalim also? It is, yeah. And Loi Kash, I'll tell you why. Ha Ba'asra Shichi Paris Vaznia. Ha Ba'asra Shichi Paris Vaznia. We're talking about here a oif that has, these oifs only have one simen Taira. So in a place where, Rashi explains this way, he's in a place where it's shchiach to have paris vaznia, so then you worry, this bird is a type of paris vaznia. Masha Imkin, in a city where there's no paris vaznia, you're not worried, this is a type of paris vaznia. Frank Toisvis, the kasha on this, let's read it one time, like kasha, but ask shchiach paris vaznia, they're worried, this bird is a paris vaznia. Haba ask shchiach paris vaznia, so we're not worried, this bird is a paris vaznia, and therefore it's kasha. Frank Toisvis, if this bird could be a paris vaznia, so then why shouldn't we parcel everywhere? It's be treif everywhere. Taptaisis. Pirish kuntris, the ba'asa shichi, chashirim shum domi, the paris vaznia, shema minimum. Maybe it's one of the paris vaznia. The kasha, them came, the whole took the list. It's be also everywhere. Everywhere it should be also. Because maybe it's in the paris vaznia family. So what's going on over here? So that's the way we have the gears of taisis. There are some who switch around taisis to gears. But anyway, his taste is pasha. The only fire is a vadi loy miminayuhim. It's not sad this is a paris vaznia. But asher shrichi, in a place where shriya paris vaznia, chashinom shum the domu the paris vaznia, or michlefo bam, you'll mix it up. He says like this, pasha taste says, if there's paris vaznia in this town, so if you allow them to eat this, so they'll eat this, because they say, oh, it's the same thing. Mashenki, in a place they don't have paris vaznia, we're not worried they're going to mix it up. And therefore, since be'etzem it's kosher, they're allowed to eat it. Omar Abaya, Kui ve kukoi asiri. The kui and kukoi is aser. Kukukasa is sharia. Marava malku aloi. They used to give malkas on this kukasa. Ve karele tachvasa. They call it tachvasa. Actually, we have it before. Rashi uses a last word that kukoi is the type of oirev, type of raven or crow. Kui, that's what these types are also. So it says, kui ve kukoi is aser. Kukasa is sharia. Marava malku aloi. They said, no, kukasa is aser. Ve karele tachvasa. They call it tachvasa. Tana bar. Look at the price. Like this. In the type of birds that are non-kosher, one of them is called a tinchames. Vesa tinchames, vesa ka'os, vesa rochem. The thing is that when it comes to the shrotzim, which are not birds, they're crawling animals, they also have a tinchames. It says, va'anoko, va'akoyach, va'aluto, va'achoymet, va'tinchames. It's one of the shmoyne shrotzim. So there's two types of tinchames. So what's going on over here? So Tanamana. Tanchamas ba'us shava oifais. Ba'us means, according to the Marshal, lashon of disgusting. Tanchamas is the disgusting animal by the oifais. And what is that? The Gemara says soon, it's the kifaif, which either means a bat or an owl. So by the oifais, then tanchamas is the ba'us shava oifais, which is what? Is the either a bat or the owl. Ataima ba'us shava oifais, and a ba'us shrotzim. Maybe in the middle of the parashah of oifais, it's talking about the mole, which is the Baosh of Shratzim, is the mole. The Tzara Shavah between these animals, they can't see. The Baosh of Shratzim is the mole. So maybe that's a mole is like a very small groundhog that can't see. That's what a mole is exactly. So Eina Ela Baosh means Baosh of Shratzim. The right question is maybe in the Chumas, and the lifts of the birds means the mole. Maybe that's what it means. Yeah, maybe it's a mole.
Mixing in,
yeah. Samara says, I'll tell you why, what you said. Amrit, save alone with Yugam Amidas, turn to this man. We'll use one of Yugam Amidas. So you learn out from the Indian. We're talking about in this parasha, birds. Afkan ba'ifes. So the Tshemes here must be, the Tshemes that's mentioned in the doesn't mean a mole. It means the Tshemes of the Oifes, of the birds. Tanyanami Gabi Shwatzim. I got the same type of brides, I have a Gabi Shwatzim. Tinshemes, Ba'us Shiva Shwatzim. Tinshemes is the Ba'us of Shwatzim. Ataim Ba'us Shiva Shwatzim. How do you know it's the mole? Or you know the Ba'us Shiva Ifis? Maybe it's the bat and the owl. Amrit, save alone, digging with his retarded Ashram. Dov alone, you know, the Makos with Dabi. What's the parish you're talking about there with Shwatzim? Afkam Vishwatzim, here also with Shwatzim. So therefore, we know Tinshemes that it says by birds is the bird. Tinshemes says by Shratzim is a sheretz. Oma Abaya, what is this bird? Ba'us Sheva Oifais is the kifuf. And Rashi has two pshatim. Either the kifuf is the tzayet, which is the owl, the li nearest karim kalba shuritz, the flying mouse, which is the bat. So kifuf either means a bat or owl. Rashi's not sure. Ba'us Sheva Shratzim is what? This kurpadoi is the mole. That's the mole. Zot Maravaita. Om Rav Yehuda. In the list of the Oifais, In the Torah, it says, "Es ha'shemes ve'es ha'ka'os." What's the ka'os? Zeh ha'kuk. That's the cook. What's the cook? The cook is the pelican. That's what a cook is. Racham zeh shrakrak. The racham is the bird called the shrakrak. Shrakrak screams a lot. That's why we call it the shrakrak, because it screeches. And in English, they call it the magpie. That's the shrakrak. That's the, and then that entire says racham. It says vesat shemes vesat kaos. It's a racham. So the shemes is an owl or a bat. The kaos is a pelican, and the racham is a magpie. Amrav Yechonah Lomnik Veshmei Racham. Why is the shrakrak called the racham? The Rachmanis Kivin Shabar Racham Barachm Loilam. When the racham shows up, we know it's going to rain. It's like a simon. Some people have like a pain in the knee. And another way to figure out is, if you have this bird, if you have a bird coming, this bird coming, you know that's going to rain. The Maharsha says, it's a metzias, it's not a skula, it's a metzias. When this bird shows up, then Zok the Maharsha says like this, Ve'ef shezeu b'teva, sha'oiv zeh yedeh azman g'shomim b'om lo'olam, u'mavasa toiv al kein v'roz eb nesayin. He says, we see this l'maisa. A certain bird comes out when it rains. Everything is fine when it's sitting on something and it's screaming. The Gemiri, what we learned, the Yosef Ara Visharik, if you see a magpie, you see this type of bird sitting on the ground and screaming and screaming on top of its lungs, Osi Mashiach, Mashiach is coming. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Eshrika Lahem Vakabtim. I'm going to scream to them and I'll gather them. So it's a simon of Mashiach. What do you mean? I have a story. There was a certain magpie, a certain shrakrak that was sitting on a plowed field. The shrakrak was screaming on top of his lungs. It's not raining, of course, it always rains. And it rained, and a piece of hail, a rock came down and crushed its head. It crushed its head while it was raining. So you see, no Mashiach came, no Mashiach come. This guy lost his life, this bird, poor bird. Yeah, he deserved it. Who bide to have a... He was a shakrin. He was trying to make up a story. Mashiach is coming, and therefore he got killed instantly. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the parasha of the Oifais, Eis kol oirev leminoi. It's his own pasuk. Eis kol oirev leminoi. All the ravens and crows leminoi. Zok the brisa. Oirev is the oirev. You know what oirev is? The oirev. Es kol oirev. What's kol oirev? That's lahevi oirev amoki. That's the oirev amoki, which we'll explain in a second. Leminoi. That's the havi oirev abab rashi yainim. That's the oirev that goes in front of the yainim. What does this mean? Amar. Oirev is the oirev. It says, this is the oirev. Like, what the Brice is telling this is the oirev. Which oirev is it? Is there an oirev in front of you or something? Otu kamon. Koi is the oirev standing in front of you. This is it? Ela'ima. What the Tanakh means is this. Oirev is the oirev uchma. That's the classic black raven. V'cheinu oimer, the pasuk says, kibutsoisav tathalim shchairus ka'irev. It says, we don't give an example, something very black. Black here, you say ka'irev like a raven. What's the hamaki? That's chivra. It's a white raven. V'chein oimer, that's how you know the word hamaki means white. V'chein oimer, it says, by nega, ma'areo omek mna'ar. The color is deeper than the ar. Kemara chama mukum itself, just like the chama is deeper than itself. Always the white, the light is deeper than the dark. And that's the lashon hamaki, which is white. V'oirev haba barash yoinim. What's that? Omra papa loyteva doesn't mean the osbreish yoinim. It doesn't mean that when you have a pack of yoinim, of doves, there's a oir in front of it, leading the pack. That's not what it means. El domi racial of the yoinim. The head is similar to a yoinim. That's what it means. Tanu rabbanan vaita in the psukim, in the parish of the Torah parish, which means it says all the birds. It says over there in the pasuk, as ve'es bas hayano, ve'es atachmos, ve'es ashocha, ve'es hanetz lemineyu. What's the nates? Hanetz, zeh hanetz, zeh hanetz. That's the nates, which is actually a sparrowhawk. Lemineu lahavi is bar chirya. It's going to be married bar chirya. Mar bar chirya. Mabayo shirinka, which is the shriek. Shirinka is the shriek. There's a bird called a shriek. That's what it is. So lemineu is being married by the bar chirya, which is a shriek. So both the sparrowhawk and the shriek are treifa animals, are non kosher birds. Om Rav Yehuda, the pasuk says. Vesachasida anafa lemina. To them, chasida and anafa and lemina. So what's the chasida? What's the anafa? Amar Yehuda, chasida zu daya levana. That's the white stork. Lo menikushma chasida. Why is it called chasida? Shaisa chasida simchavasa. It does chesed with its friends and it gives them food. It supplies them with food. Rashi says, ha anafa zu daya ragzanas. It's the angry heron. It's a type of bird, and it's called anafa, it's lashon of anger. It's angry with its friends. So the Chedusha Rim asks, Bishlama anafa, I understand, is a non-kosher bird because it gets angry. You don't want a kaisen. But chasida does chesed. So why in the world isn't the chasida a kosher bird? Zokt Rav Chedusha Rim, very good shmak, because the chasida does chesed in mechavrasel. If you do only chesed with your friends, that's not the grace of al-chesed. The grace of al-chesed is you have chesed with everyone. That's why the chasida is a non-kosher bird.